Chapter 3. December 2012 and I was still recovering. It had taken a long time to get to where I was physically, but mentally it would take longer. The thought of the money and revenge was now becoming uppermost in my mind. I could hear the sea from my bed, and the warmth of the sun on the veranda was the tonic I needed to get back in the saddle. Although in my case, that old saying was probably an overstatement. I was only just able to stand, let alone ride a horse. My rescue must have taken a long time, and you may say that the hurricane saved my life, as without the colossal waves pushing me upward out of the hole and the air-sea rescue team who were winching three fishermen from their scuttled boat, I would not have made it back to the real world. The transfer to the local health recovery unit on some island or other just off Grand Cayman was not the easiest journey I'd ever made, but the care everyone had shown was well beyond the call of duty.